This is an amazing camp. You should have seen those kids. In the first day, you can tell that the experience has already changed what the next year is going to be for them at school and band and with their instruments. So we're really, really pleased to be back. Plus, it means that we didn't really mess it up last year. So that's always a good thing to know.
And we have an expanded role, I think, this year, too. We were kind of in and out with flights, right? And now we're teaching a lot more and get to know the kids a lot better. And yeah, it's great.
And let's go right now to the couple short pieces that you're playing in studio. I'd love to hear them. And they're contrasting pieces. One's like Elizabethan, and then this other one's a 20th century composition. I'd love to hear a little more from you guys about those two pieces.
Well, the first piece is by Anthony Holborn. It's a very early piece, the Elizabethan Dances, from a set of, how many set, Dorval?
60-something. Like 60-something. 60-something.
These wonderful madrigals. And for the concert, we're playing three of those. And the one that you're going to hear is the Honeysuckle from that. And all three of the arrangement of the Elizabethan Dances that we're doing were arranged by Dorval Puccini, our fearless trumpet player.
The Axiom Brass Quintet inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. With me, I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on 91.3 KYF. Let's hear that Renaissance tune they just spoke of by Anthony Holborn, arranged by their very own Dorval Puccini. Let's hear them performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Now, a quick note, not often that I have the chance to record brass quintets inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. I had the levels up just a tad too much. You're going to hear a little bit of rattling. I apologize for that. That's a live recording. It is a mistake because I put the channel up a little too high. Let's hear now the Axiom Brass Quintet performing Anthony Holborn. This is a Renaissance piece for you. A live recording inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio here at 91.3 KYF. A live recording of the Axiom Brass Quintet inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio here at 91.3 KYF. That is a Renaissance tune by Anthony Holborn. Arrangement there by Dorval Puccini, who is a member of the Axiom Brass Quintet. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on 91.3 KYF. They played a second piece here inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at 91.3 KUF, and it's a 20th century work from Anthony Plug. Let's hear a little bit more about the background of this piece. This is the Axiom Brass Quintet discussing Anthony Plug inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio here at 91.3 KUF.
So Anthony Plug is a fellow trumpet player. He's been writing for music for brass instruments really well. And what's great about his music is that being a trumpet player, he knows the limitations of the instrument. So his works tend to explore the extremes of brass playing, high notes, low notes, really fast playing, and just beautiful, warm, lyrical playing. The piece that is the first movement that you heard from Four Sketches, and all four movements are very contrasting. The outer movements are faster, a little bit more technical, explore a really fast technique called double tonguing where we're using, for each note, we're using two different parts of our tongue to create these really fast notes, and you'll hear the trumpet players sort of battle that out in the second movement of that piece, and that contrasts a lot with the third movement, which is very lyrical, very warm, really shows the personal side of brass instruments, so it's one of our favorites to perform. It's really nice.
To add to those two pieces, I think one interesting connecting factor between, you know, even though they're so far apart, so many hundred years away, the interesting thing is that, for instance, the first one was a dance, something that you do at home, you know, that you see kids doing at home, dancing around, whatever. And then the last one was composed while the idea came about when Tony was visiting Gail Williams, a very well-known horn player, who actually happens to be former professor at Northwestern. He kind of got the idea from Gail's kids running around, and that there's like sort of a somewhat of a chaos happening, but in a back and forth happening. So I think, you know, the beginning and from the beginning to the end of the concert, it really is sort of bringing out that essence of chamber music. That's something that happens at home, that happens in your house, which is, you know, I think it's always interesting because we see classical music as such a distant thing from what happens in your house nowadays. But the truth is, you know, one is kind of a joke on what's happening. You're just an adult watching kids run in this organized chaos, and the other one is just a nice little dance that you just, you know, have fun with.
Special guests with me inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio here at 91.3 KUF. That's the Axiom Brass Quintet, artists in residence at the 60th annual University of Arkansas Summer Music Camps. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note here on 91.3 KUF. Let's hear a second piece from the Axiom Brass Quintet inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, live recording. This is the Anthony Plogue piece they were just discussing. Live recording of the Axiom Brass Quintet performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio here at 91.3 KUF, performing a little Anthony Plogue. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on 91.3 KUF. Now, if you loved hearing the Axiom Brass Quintet in studio, which I assure you they are quite phenomenal and really, really awesome in person, you'll have a chance to hear them live. It's a free concert they're presenting as part of the University of Arkansas Summer Music Camp. There are artists in residence. Now, they presented one concert last week. There's another free concert coming up Tuesday night, 7 p.m. That's at the University Baptist Church in downtown Fayetteville on Maple Street. It's a free concert open to the public, and they are so much fun and enjoyable to have in studio. Speaking of, let's hear a little more from the entire quintet. They were all here. Let's hear a little bit more about them as a quintet and their inspiration, what they hope to do as Axiom Brass Quintet. It's their mission. Here they are inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with me.
Brass chamber music, I think a lot of times, has a stigma attached to it. When we think of brass chamber music, we think of you know, Pops, and we think of the piccolo trumpet solo in Penny Lane, and we think of like all these great arrangements of Dixieland and Ragtime, and it's really fun to listen to, but there's so much more great music out there, and that's what Axiom is trying to do. We're really committed to performing, commissioning, and spreading the word about brass chamber art music, which is works written by contemporary living composers, and in essence we're performing living music, which is really awesome. It's really fun, and it challenges us personally, technically, emotionally sometimes.
I think a lot of people know brass instruments for being able to play loud and powerfully, but I don't think a lot of people have heard brass instruments play on the softer side or with a lot of finesse. And that's something that we're trying to show people, that brass instruments can be sensitive to. And also, this past year, to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the group, we have commissioned 10 new works by 10 living composers. And throughout the season, we've been able to perform those in concerts in various places, and that's been a lot of fun. We've worked with composers who have not written for brass at all before, and so that's been a really cool experience, going back and forth with them and teaching them how our instruments work, and then they've come to us with some fresh perspectives as non-brass players, and it's just really cool to see the music sort of take shape from the ground up, mm-hmm. and we get to be a part of the creation of that.
And since brass quintet is such a new chamber medium, it's only been around since about the 1950s or 60s, on one hand, there aren't, you know, the Beethoven and Mozart and these composers composing for brass quintet, but then there's this kind of new frontier of possibilities for composers to write, which is pretty exciting. I mean, it would have been great to have maybe a Shostakovich, you know, quintet or something like that, but it's great to be on the frontier of that.
We've built the idea of Axiom Brass around the original intention of chamber music. So chamber music, hundreds of years ago, were meant to be performed in chambers or rooms, music that was shared with friends and family, people that would get together and just share their gifts with each other. And that's the approach that we take. As Melanie was saying, people don't usually realize the more intimate side of brass playing, and that's the approach that we take. We play music and we share and talk about our experiences with the pieces that we play with our audience to create that intimate connection. So it's not just us getting up on stage and blasting through a bunch of pieces that people don't know, because chances are you're not going to know the repertoire for brass quintet. So it's very important for us, through explaining the pieces, explaining what the pieces mean to us, to our audiences, and also through education and sharing that with younger people, to plant those seeds and really build up.
I would love to expand on two things that those guys just said. The first one, being so fortunate to commission 10 different composers, I think one of the most beautiful things about the times we're living in relationship to classical music, is that back in the Renaissance or Baroque or classical periods, you would have sort of a framework. You had to fit into a certain style when you wrote music. It had to have, you know, it's almost like everything sounded a little similar or had a lot in common. We commissioned 10 living composers, and all 10 pieces are so dramatically different. I mean, they go from a very nightclub crossover fusion jazz to an incredibly mathematical work that was almost impossible at first to be performed, and took a great deal of work. So the range, you know, and where those people found inspirations, but, you know, one being a very tragic historical event, another one being a painting that sits right there in Chicago at the Art Institute, to another one being inspired by birds, another one being inspired by other composers. So I think just to see the process, we live in a time where just, you know, you can have 10 composers who know each other, maybe even went to the same school, writing music, and it's going to be so different. There's so much there. Mm-hmm. And I think hopefully by exposing people to all those different possibilities in classical music, we can stop breaking the barrier that what people call new music might not be accessible, or, you know, something that I want to go listen. I think if people start approaching those concerts with more kind of like a first date, I don't know,
attitude.
You know, yeah, the attitude of going to a first date or maybe even a blind date, you know, it's like you don't know what's going to happen. You might not like what happens. You know, you might not like the food or you might not like the company, but maybe you will love the food and love the company. Either way, it's a human experience that will continue to add to how you're shaping your personality. And I think that's the most beautiful part of chamber music, is the power to do that. And really, I'm honest about that. I'm not just saying it to be a soundbite, but I personally, I'm okay if you come into a concert, you actually feel so passionate about something that you really hated that piece and then you love it. That's okay. As long as you're, you know, exhibiting human emotions, right. I think we're doing our job.
Like you felt something.
Yeah, if you felt it, we're good.
Thanks so much for coming in, talking to me about your music, and for playing a little bit inside the studio.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you very much.